If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, this is Archana Jarrett tuning in once again with Sherm Radio. Welcome to our next episode on Together Forward at Work series. Today we are going to take a peek into one of India's largest and foremost organizations, ONGC, and how they are building a culture of inclusion for all. To find out more about what ONGC is doing, I would like to welcome Dr. Alka Mittal, Director HR at ONGC, to this conversation. Dr. Mittal, welcome to Sherm Radio.
Hello. Hello, Archana, and thanks a lot to the Sherm Radio for having me over. Actually, I'm quite excited about this interaction and happy to share my thoughts.
The pleasure and honor is all ours, Dr. Mittal, ONGC is, doing so much in this space, and you are a very diverse organization. So what are some practices that ONGC is doing to ensure that all diverse groups in the organization feel included, and some other insights that you would like to share with our listeners today?
So let me just share with all about a little bit about ONGC, how the kind of organization we are, the nature of our very business calls for, a diversified workforce, because we are present in different parts of the country. Normally, by the nature of our operations, we are in remote locations, not in or around metros. We are there in Assam, or we are there in Karaikal beyond Puducherry, and we are in Rajahmundry, we are in Gujarat, but again in rural areas and remote areas. So when, by the very nature of our working, we are there with the people who are from grassroots levels. And we have people from all states, languages, backgrounds, part of the ONGC family. So at times we call ourselves a mini India. But we have very strict policies against discrimination when it comes to discrimination of any kind, whether it is related to gender, caste or disabilities. And the only area we I feel we can do a little better would be in having more women on as part of the workforce. We are working on it. I'm sure in times to come, we have given this as an agenda to ourselves. So we'll be actually doing much, much better in that also. And ONGC has been quite progressive from years back. In fact, in terms of women empowerment also, we had a concept of Women Development Forum way back in 1998. As a result of that only, while our industry is such that women, it's not normally, till a few years back, it was not preferred by women to be in these tough kind of roles. But still, we have a fair representation of women. So when I say that we still have to work a little more, I am looking at the aspirations of the youngsters of today who would be wanting to be everywhere.
So that's remarkable to hear, Dr. Mittal. In fact, I would say that, it seems more like it's in the DNA of the organization to have an inclusive and diverse workforce. And you talked about, both aspects of women leaders while you are creating opportunities, but you feel yourself that there is some more, work to be done. ONGC is a leader, that other organizations look up to, not just in the PSU space, but, across organizations. You are a powerful and, wonderful woman leader who has, come to this position in a sector, which is the PSU sector, where there is, low representation, I would say, of women leaders at the board level. So what are the next steps that you feel that the organization should be doing or is doing? Is there any game plan around this to make it, to manage the aspirations of the women workforce in the organization?
Definitely, Archana. Thank you. This is one question which keeps exciting me and exhorting me to do something about it. And of course, I would really love it when we have a truly gender equal world, a gender equal organization and board. But it's going to take some time. We all accept that and we acknowledge it. I have had a wonderful stint on the board of ONGC so far. I recognize the importance of enhanced gender diversity. Just by being there, I am seeing the difference. By my presence, I am able to make. When we are holding discussions, when we are talking about what awards to be conferred on which all individuals, I have seen that at times when we are talking about women professionals, very good girls who are doing a wonderful job in different locations, when we are talking about them, every member of on the board is supportive. They really look forward to having more girls getting recognition because they are also understanding it's more a business decision to have a gender diverse organization. And they are wanting to encourage girls to come forward because one person reaching the board means there are at least 200 to, I would say, 1,000 girls who will get excited and get, motivated to try for that. And in other ways, we are definitely a very well-balanced organization. And I'll just share one instance. We have 430 persons with disabilities. And they have been recruited and taken as part of the policies which are there. But the best part, besides the compliance which is required to be ensured by us, the best part is we are trying to do something beyond compliance for them as well. Like 3 years back, a para games were organized for first. I think PSU ONGC would be. To organize para games for our persons with the disabilities who we call special people. And our sports persons, very reputed sports persons, they were involved in organizing these games. And the scene at the playground was, at the stadium was such so wonderful. Our colleagues were our special people who were participating. There were over 200 of them participating. And they were all ready to go everywhere, be in every possible, participating in every possible event. And let me share with you, when we are talking about diversity, it is something which can be achieved by having recruitment, proper recruitment exercises and going for the right kind of selections. But for instilling inclusivity, it is something which is a very challenging task because it doesn't happen overnight. It cannot happen with a particular kind of recruitment. For that, you have to instill the very culture in each and every part, a person in the organization. And that is why inclusivity is something which, though being intangible in the sense that a person doesn't understand if inclusivity is there in the organization or not. But when a person is a part of the organization, they are able to sense it. And that is what our effort is when we are talking about creating inclusivity. And for that, definitely lots of sensitization. I would not say a formal sensitization. Lots of messages keep flowing from the top to all levels that this is something which ONGC has to ensure if we are to grow as an organization.
Very true. In fact, I had a conversation very recently on one of our previous episodes where my guest had a beautiful, definition saying that, to be truly inclusive or an organization should have a sense of belonging for each and every person. And what you're describing really is all about, everybody belonging, no matter what caste, color, creed, religion, gender, etc., that a person comes from. And I think that shows, the kind of work that you're doing in the organization. So truly inspiring, Dr. Mittal. We'll take a very short break at this point and we'll be right back with this conversation.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Welcome back to Sherm Radio. I'm in conversation with Dr. Alka Mittal, from ONGC. She's the director HR there, and we're talking about some of the wonderful practices on creating a truly inclusive culture that ONGC has been following. So Dr. Mittal, you talked a little bit about sensitizing employees right before we went to the break. Wanted to ask you, are there any formal activities or is that so much part of the DNA culture of the organization that, you know, everybody, no matter, you know, which community they belong to when it comes to, you know, any kind of diverse groups, that, you know, they all feel included and that they are respectful of each other's differences and, you know, leverage those differences?
Actually, Archana, what I've seen in this organization, a person who joins this organization remains a part of it for a lifetime. And when they are a part of the organization, slowly they start imbibing the very basic values which are there, which run in the, like you mentioned, in the DNA of this organization. A youngster who joins this organization over a period of first 2 to 3 years, immediately after the induction and orientation, which happens at different locations, they start belonging to the very organization and the very way, ONGC way of doing things. And when they start owning that way, they start following the very practices which we all prefer to. And whenever we see any kind of deviation anywhere, certainly somewhere someone will just say that, okay, fine, we are supposed to take care of others as well. We can't just be looking at ourselves. And the best part about ONGC again is we don't function as individuals. We work as multidisciplinary teams. It's the very kind of work we have. Nowhere in ONGC it is about I. Even when we are in the boardroom, we are talking about how the organization, I will not be talking about HR alone. I will be looking at each and every segment of our activities. And for me, each employee, whether a person who's is at staff level, at class 4 level, or a person who's an executive director, each is as precious as the other one. And that is why we keep pondering, keep deliberating on how to engage everyone, how to keep everyone included in our thoughts, in our policies, in our practices, and in our ways of doing things.
So Dr. Mittal, you did talk, you know, I know you said that, you know, we don't talk about the I or the, we talk more about the we, but I will ask you a slightly I question if you'll allow me. And we have only, you know, we're almost out of time. So, you know, just a quick last question. Now, you know, to drive a diversity and inclusion and equality agenda, it is crucial to be self-aware, you know, own and respect your own personal uniqueness, however different it is maybe from others, and be bold and unafraid to share courageously your own vulnerabilities with others. You yourself are such a dynamic leader. You are, you know, we already talked about you being a woman leader in the PSU space in a board position, which is slowly also going through a change. So what have you been specifically driving, you know, in the organization or across the sector as a leader in the space of diversity and inclusion?
Archana, the best part about me being in this particular role at this stage is, I keep telling myself this, so I'm sharing with you as well, is that while I am able to look at what the organization needs from the diversity and inclusion agenda point of view, I'm also able to understand what our colleagues, our employees are supposed to do to ensure that this agenda can be taken forward. While the organization is doing a lot of effort, is making lots of effort to move forward in this vision of having a gender and gender diverse and inclusive workplace, a lot of effort has to come from those who are part of the organization. Effort has to come from the girls who are part of the organization. They have to be willing to go and work in the field. So being a lady, being a woman professional myself, I'm able to inculcate that kind of instinct in the girls. Because if you don't take certain tough decisions for yourself, if you don't choose to work in a place which is a little tough, you will not be able to get polished for the future roles. And that is what we have done. This is the way we have grown in the organization. And this is the message I convey to the girls. Because being in comfort zone is the most comfortable thing for anyone. But if you are in your comfort zone, you will not be able to reach the place where you dream of being. And when it comes to, like, you know, empowering women, or we talk about the so-called glass ceiling, I said it, I always tell the girls that I have never seen a glass ceiling, because I was busy looking at the sky and there was so much that I could have done and which I wanted to do. So I hardly had time to look at anything that would come in the way of my aspirations.
What a wonderful, finish to this lovely podcast, Dr. Mittal. And I think it's so important that we inhibit ourselves thinking that, you know, we are different or less, or, you know, need to prove ourselves more. And you're very right. Look at the sky, not at the glass ceiling, because the glass is not preventing your view. So that's also, you know, how it optimists look at things. And thank you for sharing that particular, you know, worldview and philosophy with us.
Thank you. Thanks, Ajna, for giving me this opportunity.
It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm sure our listeners have had a lot to learn and imbibe in their journeys towards becoming more inclusive, as when it comes to their organizations, or, you know, even as individuals, as co-workers, colleagues, as leaders in organizations. Thank you, Dr. Mittal. It was a wonderful conversation. And thanks, everyone, for listening in to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned till next Wednesday at 10 a.m. when we come back with another conversation on all things work.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters for India, Inc.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.